We'll start off with public testimony on House Bill 1158 and take proponent testimony, and the chair will recognize Representative Cutler.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Joni Cutler, District 14, Sioux Falls. House Bill 1158 is for those who try to skirt the law. And okay, I promise I will not, no more puns. All right. I couldn't help that one. I'm starting to feel really old. I've had to learn a few new words lately that I've never heard of. Words like video voyeurism, electronic peeping, upskirting, and down blousing. After doing some research, I called our local prosecutor and I asked how we're dealing with upskirting and down blousing, and he said, "What's that?" I guess he's getting old too. Upskirting and down blousing refers, of course, to the invasion of privacy that occurs when cameras or recording devices are used to record our bodies, our underclothes, and some of our most intimate acts. It wasn't long after that it was reported that a woman was caught photographing another woman in a public restroom in Sioux Falls. None of us wants to believe that we're living in a world today where technology equips others to invade the privacy of our bodies or our most private acts and then post them on the internet, but it's becoming all too common across the country. This video voyeurism is being spurred on by two factors. First, that the development of technology and its availability. According to one report, 55 million camera phones were sold in 2003 worldwide. That's more than double the 22 million cameras sold in 2002. There's also a market on the internet that exists for such photos. People can be paid for them. Some offer $10 per photo for submitting these hideous photos. There are literally thousands of these sites to view and to sell to. In South Dakota, there appears two statutes that deal with invasions of privacy, but either of them would have to be stretched to use in a viable prosecution for a case using a cell phone camera. Those are SDCL 22211 and 22213. In summary, well, I guess before I summarize, I've made a handout for you that just gives you an idea of some of the sites that are out there. And I apologize for having to give you a handout that's so offensive, but it lets you know there are literally thousands of these sites out there, and it's made this the idea of using a cell phone camera phone entrepreneurial, I guess, for some people. In summary, House Bill 1158 provides statutory authority for holding people accountable who invade our most cherished sense of privacy. And of course, the victims of this crime are usually, more than not, women and children. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cutler. Further proponents on House Bill 1158 for their proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Chuck Schroyer, and I appear on behalf of the State's Attorneys Association. This was not a bill that was on our radar before session, but when it came up, Representative Cutler brought it to our attention, and I did circulate it around to my members. And their initial reaction was, well, there's already a law in the books to take care of this, and they looked at 22211. Now, unfortunately, under these circumstances, that statute isn't quite broad enough because it requires either that there be a trespass before the photography or at the installation of a device. So it's pretty clear it probably doesn't apply to something that isn't installed in a private place to take these kinds of pictures. So we understand why the state's attorney probably took the position that he did on the case that she cited, and we certainly would concur that this is probably appropriate legislation. We'd support the passage of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schroyer, for the proponent testimony, House Bill 1158.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dick Thiessen. I'm an attorney here in Pierre. I represent both the Sheriff's Association and the Chiefs of Police. We too were not aware that this was becoming such a problem even in our state until we saw the bill, and I queried our members and discovered that this is something they're starting to see and hear about even in our communities. So we support the bill and we hope you'll give it your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1158. Further proponents? Seeing no further proponents, are there any opponents? House Bill 1158. Opponent testimony. All right, seeing no opponents, we will close the hearing to public testimony, House Bill 1158, and open up to committee questions of the sponsor or the proponents, or the questions by the committee. Seeing none, we will close the committee questions and open to committee action and or discussion, House Bill 1158. Representative Michaels.
Move due pass on House Bill 1158.
Due pass has been moved by Representative Michaels, second by Representative Hennies. Is there comments or discussion on the due pass motion, House Bill 1158? Seeing none, Representative Hennies, second.